From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The outlook for California's agricultural economy is showing signs of improvement after recent supply chain constraints, high input costs, and a multi-year drought that forced some farmers to fallow acres and remove orchards. Economic analyst David Magana of Rabobank told a Food and Ag Issues Summit recently in Sacramento, drenching storms that hit the state this year turned the tide, contributing to a more positive outlook for agriculture. Well, it's been forecasted for months, but now in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's monthly outlook, forecasters issued an El Niño advisory. AgriMarketing.com reports the climate phenomenon occurs every 2 to 7 years on average. Typically moderate to strong El Niño conditions during the fall and winter result in wetter than average conditions from Southern California up the Gulf Coast and drier than average conditions in the Pacific Northwest and Ohio Valley. And the USDA will accept more than 1 million acres of the land offered for entry into the Land Idling Conservation Reserve during the recent sign-up for large tracts of land. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells Agriculture.com contracts expire on 2 million acres in the reserve this fall, and enrollment of 23 million acres is well below the ceiling of 27 million. Landowners offered 1.2 million acres during the general sign-up that ended April 7th.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.